Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
For 72 hours this Friday, Saturday, and Monday, brand new Nissans have been made available for immediate sale with their lowest payments and no money down. And as an added bonus, all buyers will receive a $1,125 to $2,375 Nissan manufacturer check. Woodfield Nissan is the Midwest location for this unprecedented sales event. The following are examples of never seen before Nissan savings. 0% financing for 84 months on new Nissans, plus you keep the rebates. $239 a month Nissan Central lease payments with no money down. And all buyers receive a $1,125 check. $289 a month Nissan Rogue S lease payments with no money down. And all buyers receive a $2,375 check. And just announced, all buyers will receive $500 Nissan bonus cash on select models. This Friday, Saturday, and Monday only, and only at Woodfield Nissan at the corner of Higgins and Gulf in Hoffman Estates, just 1 mile west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall. Payments are based on 36-month lease, plus tax, title, license, first payment, security deposit, and dock fee. 0% for 84 is a dealer buy down, not to exceed $10,000, and is $11.94 per month per thousand finance. Center JY209984, Rogue JC715811. All offers to qualified buyers.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the CDW Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Making IT solutions work for you, it's IT orchestration by CDW. CDW, people who get it. MLB insider John Heyman thinks the Cubs will need to add, but not a position player.
Going toward the trade deadline, they're going to have to look at starting pitcher as what they're going to have to go for at this point. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about Machado. Reception was huge for Machado. Probably got under the skin of some Cubs people who didn't want to go with that storyline too much. They wanted to not insult Russell or maybe even Baez or anybody else whose place might be taken at shortstop. And at this point, I would say that they need to look at starting pitching.
Heyman with Mullion Hanley, the entire conversation on 670thescore.com. John Lester takes his 2.37 ERA and 4.44 xFIP to the mound in Pittsburgh for a 6.05 first pitch on the score. Joe Maddon in 1 hour with Bernstein and McKnight, Albert Almora at 2 on the McNeil and Parkin show. White Sox at the Indians for the second of 3 games. Lucas Giolito versus Mike Clevinger. Carlos Rodon returns to the mound in AAA for the first time since getting hit in the head by a comebacker last week. Warriors Rockets Game 7 drew a 10.3 overnight rating, cable television's second highest rated NBA telecast of all time. The final starts on Thursday. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final had an overnight rating in the fours, the highest series opener since the Blackhawks and Lightning in 2015. And Astros catcher Brian McCann goes on the 10-day disabled list. This update is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. How do business travelers win on the road? By staying at La Quinta Inn and Suites. Relax with contemporary lobby makeovers and stylish room designs. Prepare to win at business. Book now at LQ.com. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score is today at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Pirates. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by the Illinois Media School.
11.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1, 2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3, 4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where? To 11. 11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
The first half of the show featured plenty of discussion regarding bad blood between the Cubs and Pirates over Anthony Rizzo's slide, looking at the rule about going into a base as opposed to the rule about going into a catcher, whether or not the Posey rule applies, whether or not it's still okay to break up double plays, as it's always been taught, as Joe Maddon feels. Talk to Sahadev Sharma about that and more. We'll talk to Joe in about an hour about this stuff directly. Then Mark Deeks on the NBA as we talked about the two game sevens that we saw in both conferences and now the NBA Finals matchup.
More on Game 7, this between the Celtics and Cavaliers. I don't know if you'd seen this, Dan. I just saw it this morning as I was kind of tooling around Twitter, but Kyrie Irving was not on the Celtics bench for their season-ending loss to the Cavaliers in Game 7 of the East Finals due to a recent surgery for a deviated septum, according to Celtics president Danny Ainge. This is an NBA.com article from ESPN's report, which they now quote. Irving's agent, Jeff Wexler, told ESPN's McMullen, that the point guard wanted to attend the game but couldn't fly because of the surgery. It was residual from the facial fracture he had earlier in the season, Wexler said, referring to the injury Irving suffered in November. He had knee surgery, so now he's taking care of the sinus surgery. He'll be all set going forward. Here's the kind of the funny quote. Kyrie had a deviated septum, had some surgery on that, so I don't think he wanted to be seen, Ainge said during Monday's exit interview, joking he's a really good-looking guy. He can't ruin his movie career, which, of course, he does have the film, I think, coming out a little bit later.
Uncle Drew.
Or is part of it, yeah. I don't know how much you need a guy that's not on the team to be there with the team. I'm sure surgeries get scheduled weirdly and this sort of thing, but he's catching on some flack for not having been on the sidelines with his guys during Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
If he's not catching flack from his guys themselves, if everybody's cool with it, no fans should be worried about it.
I would imagine they're probably cool with it.
I thought the NHL missed an opportunity last night, and that is just what the NHL does. Given opportunities, they will find a way to miss them or to not figure things out. I didn't ever think that they were going to compete with the NBA for viewership. However, when you've got an hour lead, they were on at 7 on NBC, and we were waiting for an 8 o'clock, you know, West Coast time start here. You had a one-hour advantage on Memorial Day. So you tune in, and it is this endless introduction. And I know it's fun, and we've talked about what goes on in Vegas and everything there, and you trot out Michael Buffer, and he does his bit, and he does the whole thing. Don't worry, Mitch, I'm not going to say it. That all you had to do was start the hockey. Let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey.
The best advertisement for your game is Doc Emrick and Eddie Olczyk and pucks ringing off posts and everything that is going on. That is what you should be doing. Plan it out where if you want to show all that stuff, you do it at a stoppage or you do it in between periods. But nobody is tuning in. No casual fan is tuning in to hear all the names introduced and to hear all the music played. The best thing you could have done was let that up and down the ice game advertise itself for an hour. Maybe you have somebody coming back. Maybe you have somebody saying, whoa, what is this? I wouldn't have otherwise watched this. It's just so NHL to not understand that the best thing you have is, you know, these staccato bursts of Doc Emrick calling this action, end line to end line action from the moment the game started. Why did you wait 25 minutes for it?
It's notorious NHL doing all that stuff and taking forever with their pregame. Remember the Blackhawks Flyers
picturing
thing?
Picturing the rapper, the notorious NHL.
That guy turned out just fine.
Yeah.
No, they wait forever. They wait forever to get things. We get a double.
Yeah, it can't be. I didn't even get to my other part here. Your top 10 markets?
Yeah.
Las Vegas did a 28.
Well, sure, they should.
You know, Washington did a 16.
Okay.
And now we start to learn some other things.
I'm sorry, it was 28 and a 16?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Pittsburgh, a 10.31, because Pittsburgh's essentially Canada, apparently.
More or less.
Baltimore, that's
that's the
area.
Ancillary market.
Right. They 9. Buffalo, an 884. Again, Canadian city living in the United States. Richmond, also local enough, I would think. Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, is that part of the whole DC?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's not, but it's close enough.
It's not,
enough.
But it is.
They did a 6.9. Minneapolis, St. Paul, 6.58. St. Louis, 5.22. Denver, a 5.11. Fort Myers, Florida was the number 10 market viewing NHL.
Canadians in Fort Myers, Florida. So I'm going to try something here. We had a listener email over the weekend, Dan, that I read once while in a state of mind needing to read it a second time. And I thought it was crazy when I heard it, when I read it, and I thought it was crazy the second time through. This is from our guy, Scott, who listens to the show. and we have turned into a very, very curious man. Dan and Connor, good afternoon. Perhaps you can find out from asking a MLB catcher or Fangraphs or whomever this question, or word it better than I'm doing. With increased velocity being thrown by MLB pitchers in recent years, what is the maximum capability that a human can throw a baseball? Can it be realistically determined? I understand that one can say who knows the answer, because who's to say that maybe some freak of nature person might be able to throw a pitch 200 miles an hour. I just have to believe there has to be a maximum MPH somewhere. I have a plethora of discussions with former sports directors at the radio station I work. We constantly talked about physical athletic records constantly being broken. Yes, records are meant to be broken. 26-mile marathons, 50-yard dash, 4x400. This email devolves into a conversation about the 3-minute mile. It picks itself back up by going back to a 200-mile-an-hour fastball, and it ends by saying this. As you can tell, I'm just a very curious person about things most wouldn't think about. So, if this is not something you'd be curious about, my apologies for the email. I'm cognizant that it's not a more important baseball question of great relevance to other matters. I'm only curious, and it cannot hurt to ever ask. No, it cannot, and more importantly, Scott, we owe you an apology. We did this to you. This is our fault. We made you this way, and we apologize.
No, I don't apologize for anything. That's a unilateral apology on the part of Connor McKnight. But I think it's a fair question to ask, not only if a guy can throw, if all of a sudden somebody shows up throwing 200 miles an hour, who's catching him?
No one. No one's catching him. You hope to catch out of the rebound from the backstop.
But if Kyle Schwarber could turn up the machine, we talked to him about it last week.
Yeah.
That if he's looking at 130-mile-an-hour left-handed breaking balls because that's how he's getting ready after rehab, at some point we should have asked him, could he have caught those pitches? It's one thing if he felt he could hit them.
No.
I guess
you
don't
can't
know.
Catch that.
Like, could somebody show up? All of a sudden somebody shows up and he runs a 1-minute mile.
Yes.
Like, what do you... What do you do?
Can I call it? That'll do it. That does it for the mile.
Right,
we're done running this race now.
Freak. It's somewhere there are these people have to exist somewhere that somebody's just going to show up and be like, yeah, what we thought were the limits of human ability, we're just, no, I'm blowing them out of the water right here. Let's look at Mike Trout's numbers, because remember when we mentioned that he was on pace to match the best single season ever that a position player has ever had. Babe Ruth, 1934, was it? Something like that, 14.2 wins above
replacement. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, he's on pace to blow it out of the water now.
Man.
He had a 5-for-5 at night. He's got 18 home runs already to lead all of baseball. And because I have baseball reference in front of me here, usually I use Fangraphs, but his B-war right now is 4.9 already. We're not out of May. We are not out of May. And he has aggregated almost 5 wins above replacement. Mike Trout's OPS plus is 207. That means he is more than double the average player. He is twice as good as an average player right now. So you start looking career-wise. First of all, no player through his age has put up this number of wins. He is the best player through his age ever. And not only that, because we talked to Jay Jaffe, he's the guy that put together the Jaws number.
Yeah, the peak 7 years kind
Correct.
Of thing is where that leans on.
That measures career value and peak value to form a Hall of Fame candidacy. The average Hall of Fame center fielder, I guess there are 19, the average Hall of Fame center fielder has a Jaws score of 57.9.
All right.
Mike Trout's Jaws score is 58.8.
It's done.
He's in.
It's done. He could never play another baseball game.
If he were vaporized, if Thanos snaps his fingers and he just crumbles and goes to some other dimension, he's a Hall of Famer immediately right now. Jaws score, based on his full body of work, not projected. So don't get me wrong. I'm not projecting. Well, if he stays on the... No.
But he's already done.
Already right now, what he has done
in the bank
is better than average Hall of Fame career for a center fielder.
So Baseball Prospectus put out a baseball, non-baseball story over the weekend. You know, Memorial Day weekend, you're watching movies, the Great American Classics. These are the greatest baseball scenes in non-baseball movies.
Greatest baseball scenes in non-baseball. Does this include like A Few Good Men, the fact that he has a bat with
him? That's absolutely one of them. Yeah, it's, okay. It's The Few Good Men where he's negotiating his client's oregano charge down to a Class C misdemeanor. And
the Untouchables?
Kind of awkwardly swinging that baseball. Right? You can tell he's athletic, but clearly doesn't have a baseball swing. It's not quite Major League where he's got no chance of swinging that bat, but it's a little bit better. On the list, the scene from Dazed and Confused.
A
little one in there.
The
Captain America scene at the end of the first Avenger where he wakes up out of the hibernation or whatever, and they're playing a game that he was at.
I have a nomination. I've not seen this list.
Okay.
I would say Robert De Niro as Al Capone of the Untouchables.
That was not on the list, but it is.
How about Steve McQueen at the beginning of The Great Escape when he's throwing the ball in his
cell? Into the cooler. Cooler! You know, that one back and forth. That was not on the list.
Really?
The One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest scene is in there,
okay.
Obviously.
Watch the Dodgers in the World Series.
Twilight was nominated. I have not seen the movie. I watched the clip without audio here on the computer, and it looked horrible, so I'm sure that it is. These are the writer's favorites. But the one that popped out to me is Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
What?
Remember, there's the pause.
There's the play-by-play.
And they go to the play-by-play. Now remember, let's remember the play-by-play, right? In the game, the batter hits a ball into center field. And after the center fielder bobbles it, he takes second base. They then steal third. And despite the fact that there are two outs in the ninth, the batter bunts. And instead of going to first, the fielder goes for the close play at the plate. And then the bridesmaids yell, stop right there. Here's where it gets better. Apparently, there was some research done by Ted Turrisi, who looked into whether that event had ever happened in a real baseball game. And the closest was Rich Amaral in a 1995 Twins-Mariners game, who doubled to left in the ninth and eventually won the game.
Okay.
That's as close as we get.
I'm just pissed the Steve McQueen thing isn't on there. Come on.
Well, that's one of the best movies out there.
That is the Midway. I saw a movie over the weekend, too. I can give you a thumbnail review. I was going to do it as part of the segment, but I took the kid to see something, and he ended up obsessed more with something that he saw in the trailer before the movie.
Okay.
And I would say that 13-year-old me, when consulted, would absolutely understand and approve. Because if 13-year-old me would have reacted similarly, but you saw
I did. I went to see the other one.
Okay,
yeah, the two biggest movies. You and I split our time and went to go see one and the other.
All right, let's get caught up on that because sometimes after a weekend we can do that and to deviate a little bit from sports because we are going to get back to everything we're talking about, the Anthony Rizzo slide controversy. Everybody is weighing in, so we're staying on that. And don't forget, Joe Madden is going to have his strong and varied opinions at noon on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and Chicagoland's freshest SUV, the first ever Kona.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. After 6 weeks of injuries and analysis and blowouts, lots of blowouts, the NBA is back where it was a year ago. Warriors versus Cavaliers, LeBron James and supporting cast against Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. The Warriors beat the Rockets 101-92 in Houston Monday, winning on the road in Game 7, just as the Cavaliers did in Boston on Sunday. Both teams were down 3-2 in conference finals against very good teams. Both won. That's what the best teams do. And there isn't any doubt who the two best teams in the NBA are right now or any time since Steve Kerr began coaching the Warriors and James returned to Cleveland. They are the Celtics and Lakers of the 21st century. Of course, Boston dominated LA in the 60s. Can the Warriors make it 3 of 4 against the Cavs? Not surprisingly, we'll find out soon. Again, I'm John Feinstein.
Ask any dentist and they will tell you most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough. And that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enova, and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect 2-minute clean. And unlike other high-end electric toothbrushes, Quip starts at just $25. BuzzFeed calls us the iPhone of toothbrushes, and Time magazine named us one of the best inventions of the year. Start brushing better with Quip.
Go to getquip.com/clean and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/clean. Spelled getquip.com/clean.
Taylor today.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
The FIFA World Cup on Fox may be happening halfway around the world, but you're connected to it. It's in your DNA. Perhaps you've heard of the brilliance of Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, magnificent!
What if part of your DNA originated in Portugal? Or maybe your DNA connects you to Argentina, where Messi is a national hero.
And it's Messi, 3-0 Argentina!
So this summer, root for your roots. Watch the FIFA World Cup on Fox. And let Fox broadcast sponsor 23andMe help you find your connections to the world.
Hey Cubs fans, score big savings every day at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. They have all the bases covered with the area's largest selection, outstanding service, and lowest pricing around. Serving Chicagoland since 1930, Grand is your stop for high-quality sales professionals, exceptional installation, and delivery. Discover huge savings and selection at grandappliance.com or visit one of their 20 showrooms near you. Grand Appliance and TV, you make it home, we make it grand.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. And then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of the Cubs.
Where in 2018, you'll hear me, Pat Hughes.
And me, Ron Coomer, deliver all the excitement and action of Cubs baseball.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit. Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant Flood to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball. Home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run homer.
Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs pitching coach Jim Hickey joins us.
2 out of 3 starts for pretty much for all the guys have not been what they would have hoped for, I'm sure. Any signs of frustration? Do you have to be kind of a psychologist as well as a coach?
Well, you have to be, but I don't think there's no frustration at all yet. You know, you got a couple of guys. Certainly, all the way through the rotation, really, that it's not the start that any of them had envisioned. But, you know, you're only one turn through the rotation from turning that around, and I really think that that's going to happen very soon, and they're going to be very, very consistent. But, no, no real frustration. You know, nobody wants to start the season 7-8. But, like I said, we're one good turn through the rotation from turning things around, and I think that's going to happen quickly.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Stale USA, White Plains, New York.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Here's some money. Go see a Star Wars.
Well, Connor did.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I absolutely did.
And he solo?
Saw Solo. And without any kind of spoilers, one way or the other, you are. It spent some minutes finding itself. Remember, this is a movie that went through 2 different directors, if not potentially, technically, how you want to cut it, 3 of them. Ron Howard came in to save this thing at the last minute, all this stuff. And I. Of the standalone films, Rogue One and Solo, you know, we've seen some varied efforts. It spent some time trying to find itself. By and large, I think it did. By and large, Star Wars fans saw what they wanted to see. You got all the little nuggets, all the little Easter eggs. You got all the little things, all the payoff from some of the one-liners in the original trilogy, all that cool stuff. That was fun. But I got to tell you, Donald Glover steals every scene he's in. We talked last week, I think, a little bit about how
they
want to make a new movie.
He's kind of talented.
Yeah. He needs his own movie. Lando needs his own. Donald Glover. Lando needs his own trilogy, as far as I'm concerned. That's how good that guy is at being Lando without, like, just doing Billy Dee Williams impersonations on film. He's fantastic.
That's what I want to know, because it was something that I always found interesting about Billy Dee Williams' Lando Calrissian. He calls him Han Solo.
You will love the movie. If that bugs you.
Yes.
If that bugs you, which it has bugged me, for years, decades
Seriously?
Even, you will love the movie.
Okay, now.
It does a great job.
Good.
And
I'm in just for that.
Kind of like tongue-in-cheek, it reconciles some of those types of things. And yeah, it's retconning at its worst or best, I guess, but it is worth your time. It is worth your time.
I read a terrific article in the Tribune about the man who is now Chewbacca, who has been working with
Junis. What's his last name?
It's former Penn State
Jonas Valanciunas.
Former Penn State center.
He
wanted to play in the NBA. He was a highly regarded prospect. He just ran into injury trouble, and he got into acting in college. Mm-hmm. But in all his acting efforts, they said, "Yeah, you're too tall for what we're doing." He was essentially discriminated against for being too tall for some of these acting troupes, and he answered an open, mysterious casting call.
Right,
and he's inheriting the role of Chewbacca, and he's super athletic, way more athletic than Peter Mayhew, who was just somebody they found working as a hospital orderly who had a case of gigantism and made, but also learned over time to inhabit that character. Apparently, the new actor has been studying under Mayhew about how to be Chewbacca.
Yeah, in Force Awakens, Mayhew and Sutamo, I think is his name.
Junis Sutamo. Yep.
So they split time in that one with Mayhew doing all the stuff where Chewie's sitting down and he was capable of doing, because I think Peter Mayhew is using a walker confined to a wheel. Well, he's just, I think mobility is an issue for him in a real big way. So Last Jedi was the first one where Junis took over full time. And now this one, there's There's character to Chewie in this, too, good. Which is great because I think it's some of the other, they just treat him like he's kind of a pet, you know, that walks around and co-pilots the Millennium Falcon.
Well, they
all the Star Wars characters here today, I assume they're characters, but on a day like this, Chewbacca's.
Chewy, yes. An old Chewbacca.
Yeah, he's a pet. He is infantilized.
Yeah, and they do less of that in this, which is nice.
Well, we saw Deadpool yesterday, and it's really fun. And you talk about references. I would have to see it again. Not just the comic references.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it's if you are around anywhere between your age, Connor, anywhere in 30s, 40s, there's stuff for you
gotcha.
In this. It isn't just comic book geek stuff. There's also, it's just a mile a minute, the number of gags. Because they've already established the characters,
yes.
They don't have to do expository stuff.
They don't have to do any of that.
They just pick it right up.
Right.
They pick it immediately up with stuff and things. But that's not why you called. There is a movie coming out called Happy Time Murders.
Happy Time Murders.
I mentioned it on Twitter. I did not tweet a link to the Red Band trailer.
Nor should you.
The Red Band trailer for the movie Happy Time Murders is something you should see when you get home from work.
Before your kids get home from work.
Well, my kid immediately is like, can we see that? Can we see that? Can we see that? Yeah, I think we can see it. Now, there's a story here because Sesame Workshop has filed suit against the producers of Happy Time Murders.
Really?
Because the tagline is No Sesame, All Street. And Sesame Workshop has sued them. And the funny thing is, the producers are...
Really funny.
The producers are... It's the Jim Henson Company.
Those are the producers of the Happy,
of the
Time,
Happy Time Murders. It's actual
film?
Jim Henson Company. Brian Henson, I believe. Jim Henson's son is in charge of it. They responded with a video of their quote-unquote lawyer, who is a Muppet, Fred Esquire. And they have an official statement from a Muppet lawyer responding to Sesame Street. But and Melissa McCarthy stars in the movie. And the Red Band trailer is a thing.
We watched it before the show started.
I made him watch it before the show.
You're just demanding that everyone watch the Happy Time Murders Red Band trailer, and it was worth it.
Yeah. And again, 13-year-old me definitely approves. And we come home from Deadpool, and Deadpool's you're trying to keep up with all the jokes and all the references and all the things and all the cookies in the end. And all I want to talk about was, can we see Happy Time Murders? Can we see Happy Time Murders? And yeah. Yes, we can.
All right.
We're going to see that movie because I want to see it too.
Scoreboard update.
From the CDW Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Making IT solutions work for you, it's IT orchestration by CDW. CDW, people who get it. John Lester has allowed only one run in each of his last three starts. A Lester-Nick Kingham pitching matchup in Pittsburgh tonight on The Score. Joe Maddon in a half hour with Bernstein and McKnight. Albert Almora at 2 on the McNeil and Parkin Show. Lucas Giolito makes his 11th start of the season for the Sox at the Indians. Giolito has a 15.8% walk rate, second highest in baseball behind, Tyler Chatwood. And the final report from Rockport Analytics says the Super Bowl brought in $370 million in net new spending to Minnesota, $50 million more than the projections. This update is brought to you by Townstone Financial, your number one home mortgage lender since 2002. And by Triton College. At Triton College, you'll find real quality in their modern facilities and dedicated faculty. You'll find real value in their courses that will cost you a fraction of four-year schools. At Triton College, you'll find real opportunity. Visit triton.edu today. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score is today at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Pirates. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Kidde. How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Joe Maddon coming up at noon, but we were talking a little NBA basketball before this. Can I run an idea by you? I had a crazy idea. This is going to be Cavs Warriors 4, right? And we talked with Mark Deeks a little earlier in the show, and I asked whether it will be Cavs Warriors 5. And he was actually kind of on the beat for LeBron's re-signing in Cleveland, which I think he's kind of reworked his position some since the playoffs started. Remember, we were at Buffalo Wings and Rings a handful of weeks ago early on, and we had talked a bit about the 76ers and the Lakers as a possibility for LeBron, all that kind of stuff. Does the idea of his pending free agency change any of this for you? Does it affect the way you're going to watch this? Because to me,
no.
It doesn't matter at all. I mean, it just is part of the discussion. As much as we've taken him for granted, I think in his performances and the fact that he's as gassed as you possibly could be in 7-game series, I've also taken for granted that part of the conversation around LeBron and the NBA at this point, because he is the central figure in that league, so much of the conversation around him is just, well, yeah, he's moving, probably, that he's got a free agent decision coming up and he may move around. And after we did it the first time, was it 2010 when we had the decision? There was so much hoopla. There was so much production to it. And his team wanted that. He wanted that. And now it's just, another summer and another free agency and another perhaps LeBron-led team that, if it's in the East, will make the finals, right? It doesn't bother me at all.
I'm not concerning myself with it. I'm really not thinking about it because I want to watch it for the basketball. It's also, I don't think he's coming to the Bulls.
So you are set.
I don't think he's coming to the Bulls. If I really thought...
Are you breaking that news?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just... As a,
hit
as
the
a,
sounder.
As a fan, as a, breaking news.
Breaking Bulls news.
No, I try to keep those things separate. I want to watch the basketball to watch the basketball. And I like to get granular with some of this stuff. And not to have... to me, it's the same as this whole phony baloney issue of defining his legacy. We're still seeing poor Skip Bayless tweeting things about LeBron's legacy.
It's nonsense.
And LeBron's probably not going to win the series. The Cavs aren't going to win the series. And it's not because LeBron James isn't the best basketball player to ever walk the planet. That's not why they're going to lose. But some people say, what does this mean for his legacy? That doesn't mean anything for his legacy
right
now.
He's been in 8 straight
finals. Come on with that. So I try not to think about that and everything with every single play or every single outcome, the weight of history. What does it mean? You have plenty of time to determine that.
He's also, if there's ever been a player, that's probably going a bit too far, but LeBron is the type of player where it's almost pointless to define the legacy at 33 because he's got different game in him. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. If he begins to change, morph into that second version of LeBron, how much longer does he get to play? How much more impactful can he be, or how long can he stay as impactful as he is, even if he starts changing what he does? If he starts going low post, or if he starts being off the ball, you know what I'm saying? He's got the ability, and if you're able to surround him with a couple of players just a little bit better than the assemblage of Cavaliers that he's had to run with this whole postseason, then what more can you possibly make? There could be a lot more left. I'm not entirely convinced. We're facing a resources here that are dwindling, right? I mean, like the planet itself, we're losing our conservation of resources. We're losing chances at peak LeBron just by virtue of time itself. What if you created a rule whereby each team has to pay a tax, right? Each team has to pay a certain amount of the luxury tax.
Correct.
Certain amount of that number is going to go to LeBron's overall yearly salary, right? He's going to be the highest paid player in the league. The only thing is he won't play until the NBA finals, at which time LeBron is then assigned to whatever underdog exists in the NBA Finals, and then you get your final matchup. I want to save LeBron. I want more of it.
Right.
Look, we're already here. He's been in it every single season. Why not just change the rules itself?
Yeah,
He's a player around which you can change the game. He already has. Let's just change the rules for him, too.
Well, I admire...
Conservation of resources, Dan.
I admire your attempt.
We are running out of LeBron.
So we have to preserve LeBron.
Civic duty.
It's like the Great Barrier Reef.
We should all get together in Paris, come up with some decent rules about what kind of exhaust we're able to create around the NBA Finals.
Like what resort communities and the coastlines are doing for disappearing shoreline and the sand beaches. And
LeBron's hairline is receding like the shores of Capistrano. We must preserve it.
Competitors have to come together to form a consortium in their collective best interest. Well, someone else will be here is always the answer, because Jordan did that for you, because he just would never leave.
No, he would not.
I'm not doing some Jordan LeBron thing. It's just that you wanted him to stop playing.
It's over.
It was the opposite. Like, you know, Jordan and the Wizards, you're like,
into the post, two dribbles, turnaround fake, jumper. Oh, fake, I'm sorry. I forgot so many pump fakes.
To dribble it up, three pump fakes, get a guy in the air, draw the foul. That's like Harden before Harden, right?
Yeah.
Even though people were buying the pump fake, even though you're screwed, he's going to pump fake.
He's going to pump fake again. Yeah. Look out for another pump fake. Ah, damn, I bit.
My feelings regarding James Harden, the lack of aesthetics to James Harden's game that we had discussed. Did you know Trevor Ariza beat me to the Picasso comp? And I did not know this. Somebody pointed out to me that I compared James Harden to Picasso and Radiohead.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Things that I understand, I appreciate that they are considered good. I just don't like looking/listening because it doesn't look or sound good to me.
And Ariza already
Trevor
got
Trevor Ariza
there.
Wrote something for the Players Tribune a year or two ago.
Really?
Comparing James Harden to Picasso, saying that it's ahead of his time. People think it all looks odd because they don't really understand its greatness yet. And if that's
Picasso tired out in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I was going to say, did Picasso not show up too?
If that's the case, then I plead guilty to that. But I got in an argument with a 16-year-old kid the other day. I was talking to a friend of mine in the alley, and a bunch of boys were the neighbor's kids are playing basketball.
Okay,
and I mentioned something like, he said, who are you rooting for? I said, I'm rooting for Golden State just because I don't want to watch any more of James Harden because I can't stand him. This kid goes, yeah, he's the MVP though. And I said, okay. I said, you know, fine. He's probably going to be the MVP. But let me ask you this. I said, LeBron should pretty much be the MVP.
Sit down, 16-year-old.
Right? I said, hold on a second.
Hold this trash bag while I tell you more about the NBA.
Random friend of my friend's kid. Listen, if you got one game to play and everybody in the NBA is just lined up in gym class and you're just choosing up sides and it's not an award and it's not relative and you have first pick, who do you take? And he said, LeBron.
Okay.
I said, thank you.
Conversation.
Because he's better.
Now make sure you separate the trash and the recycling and do my work for me. I'm going back inside.
Right. I said, thank you for answering. Honestly, that is exactly my point, because he's better. Even though Harden had the most outstanding season, if you want to call it that. But don't give me.
I can call it that. I think you can call it the most outstanding season. And I'm still, furthermore, if we're going back to the Western side of this bracket, I'm not altogether convinced that it was fait accompli that the Warriors were going to win this. I'm really not. There are historic non-show-ups for the Rockets in that Game 7. 0-27 from 3, the chances of which are 1 in 72,000. You had guys not show up. You had Chris Paul get hurt. You had Klay Thompson go out with fouls. You had Andre Iguodala out the entire series. I understand the desire to want to go back and say, well, Iguodala's there. It's Warriors in 5. Or Chris Paul, you needed every bit of Chris Paul and you didn't get it. So Rockets really had a chance. I understand that the Warriors have been installed as heavy favorites against the Cavaliers. And that furthermore, I think with or without Chris Paul, you've probably got the Rockets as favorites too. Against the Cavaliers. Probably not as heavy. But I just, watching LeBron, that first game against Toronto where everybody's gassed, he's not going to be able to do anything, he can't manage, and then game two, he comes up for what, 46? I'm not willing to stipulate that he's human. I'm not. I assume that he has more for you.
Would you be willing to stipulate the rest of his teammates are subhuman?
Absolutely possible. At least sub-quality basketball players. And that might bite him in the ass. The
texter is not understanding this, wherever the 224 is. Yeah, all those pump fakes, and he somehow averaged 35 points a game for his career. Way to go, genius. First of all, I don't think he averaged 35 points for his career. And second of all, I was talking about as a wizard.
Yes.
The pump fakes only began when he was fat and hurt.
It began and continued.
That's
more.
What he did, because that's how he could get his shots, because he hijacked an entire franchise just to get himself shots.
Well,
and that's what he did.
Good work if you can get it.
Well, he could.
It
literally was good work got.
You have to tip a cap there.
We are going to talk to Joe Maddon about his team again. embroiled in controversy, and not just controversy, some legitimate concern for a starting rotation that has to get better at a critical time for this team. If you didn't hear Len Casper earlier, he said that this period with the Brewers going great guns is important for the Cubs not to get too far behind, stay within striking distance, and it's hard to do when you've got starting pitching that is this inconsistent. We're going to talk to Joe about that and a lot more. Put a lot of stuff out there for you, 312-644-6767. Don't think we've grabbed a call, and we're always happy to do that. And Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show today at noon.
When people accuse me of being positive, I'm just telling you what I think, and I'm being pragmatic. I know what it takes to be successful.
Talk Cubs with Joe on the Bernstein and McKnight Show today at noon. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the Chicago.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Ask any dentist and they will tell you most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough. And that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enova, and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design, with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect two-minute clean. And unlike other high-end electric toothbrushes, Quip starts at just $25. BuzzFeed calls us the iPhone of toothbrushes, and Time magazine named us one of the best inventions of the year. Start brushing better with Quip.
Go to getquip.com/clean and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/clean. Spelled getquip.com/clean.
The FIFA World Cup on Fox may be happening halfway around the world, but you're connected to it. It's in your DNA. Perhaps you've heard of the brilliance of Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, magnificent!
What if part of your DNA originated in Portugal? Or maybe your DNA connects you to Argentina, where Messi is a national hero.
And it's Messi, 3-0 Argentina!
So this summer, root for your roots. Watch the FIFA World Cup on Fox. And let Fox broadcast sponsor 23andMe help you find your connections to the world.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. If you're like most folks, the bills keep coming at you. And as soon as you pay one, there are two more in the mailbox. You work hard to pay the credit card balances down, and then it all hits you at once. Car repairs, dishwasher breaks, medical bills, and the kids need braces. Don't just put it on the credit cards. Stop living paycheck to paycheck and find a real solution by refinancing today at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Rocket Mortgage results may vary.
The Piggery Chicago and Irving Park is your place to stop before and after all Northside games, featuring incredible sky deck, bar, private party room, free parking, and shuttle to all home games. For more info, visit thepiggerychicago.com.
Hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit, unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Bears first round draft pick Roquan Smith.
Thank you so much for joining me. Here's where I wanted to start. I know what scouts have said about you, but how do you describe yourself as a player?
I would say a relentless guy, you know, high character guy, do things the right way. I would say on the field, rangy, extremely rangy, sideline to sideline. I would say my striking ability is pretty good as well. And I would just say overall, a great leader as well.
Yeah, Ryan Pace described you as someone who comes with great impact when you're tackling. What's the key to being a good tackler?
I feel like it's just facing up your opponent and just knowing what you're hitting first and foremost and just bringing your hips throughout the process. Something that I do have been doing for a while.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
From this location, the lift.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
How'd you like $1,000? Sound pretty good, huh? That'd be nice?
Yeah.
You do something with it? Well, here's your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is teeth. Text teeth to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is teeth to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
A lot of texts coming in, 67011, about the absence or presence of LeBron on a given squad and whether or not that means anything for you. You know, Rick mentioned it too, the Cavaliers roster. My insistence that LeBron may be something other than human, or certainly something we've not seen before on a basketball court. The question is, if the Cavs don't have LeBron, do they even make the playoffs? No. I mean, it's the East, but I don't think so. I mean, that's the level he's playing with. Despite all of that, he's playing at the level he's played at. I mean, we've taken all of it for granted, I think. His greatness, his run, his bounce back from seven game series is exactly where he's had to be to get them life. I mean, it doesn't boggle anybody else's mind.
Well, we have some legitimate stupid going on the text lines right now. This is wherever this 224. Where is that?
I'll look it up.
Wherever it is, it's going to be sent to the old basketball reeducation facility. And what will LeBron be when his knees give out?
What? I don't know.
It's hard to T-O-O. Call a guy who takes bad teams to the finals only to lose in the finals the greatest of all time.
Is it?
He's won three.
Is it? Is it hard to do that?
He's won three. It's really not. He said, I'm probably alone in that, but it's like calling Jim Kelly the greatest of all time. All right, wherever the 224 is, I think we're banning the entire area code from future basketball thoughts.
It has been wiped out. No longer competing.
Wherever it may be, that we're gonna put in the special curbs where we've got like jamming devices to make sure that your basketball thoughts are not allowed out of that place wherever you may be, because that's really bad.
How is it that you? And I suppose it is just natural reaction. Maybe it is. You see something like that. You see talent like that. You see a level of play like that, and all you can do is ask for more. You know, the only reaction to it is, yeah, but, because you can't quite comprehend the level of achievement that's already been accomplished. It's all I can think of, Dan. I mean, really, truly, the consistency, the teammates he has and has not had. I mean, I look back at was it 04? The Cavaliers did his first of finals, right?
Was that the rolled Daniel by the Spurs? Booby Gibson?
Larry
Hughes. It was Larry Hughes, Anderson Varejão, and the big Lithuanian, Zydrunas Ilgauskas.
That's right. Yeah. With his
and
bad
Drew
foot.
Gooden.
Yes,
Drew
and his bad beard.
And he had the weird square of hair on the back of his head.
Mm-hmm. Very strange. I mean, look at the rosters he's dragged into the finals. Look at the guys he's played with.
So the 224 is a new area code for the 847? It's part of the old 847?
No, this is north.
I would say it's not that new.
Eastern Illinois.
Yeah, 847 overlay. Okay, because we hadn't had a lot of thoughts for the 224, but that's saying that LeBron James is Jim Kelly is a really, really bad thought.
So you're saying the Rockets next year with LeBron added to Harden and Chris Paul is going to be a problem for the Warriors. Is that what you're saying, Connor?
If indeed that happens, yeah, I would imagine.
It's kind of laid out perfectly for that. If that was his intention, it's kind of laid out perfectly.
Yeah, and that also, as he ages, when we keep talking about rest and his opportunities to maximize his career, that might offer the best possible structure to avoid wear and tear in the way the D'Antoni teams are playing now.
He could turn into PJ Tucker, or a version of that.
Yeah, that's a better version.
Much a taller, yes. Better version of PJ. Nothing like PJ Tucker at all.
Filling that role.
I wonder too though. This is the first season he's played all 82 games, right? We did that after the year.
Right, and that's the thing that we've learned is that no matter what you envision LeBron being on a team, it's always something. He always ends up being more important because he's LeBron.
He's LeBron.
That's the lesson. Like when he went to the Heat, like, oh, well, he doesn't want the responsibility. And then by the time things actually mattered, Bosh and Wade are like, go ahead, do what you got to do.
You remember his last run in Miami, that last season in Miami, where defensively he was doing everything, covering everybody, switching on screen, protecting the rim. I mean, that was. The ask there was monumental.
Texter, stop being weird.
What? Are you all right?
Dan is that guy that moves to the city and then pretends he doesn't know where the suburbs are. Never mind, he grew up there. 224 has been around for 15 years.
Represent the 224.
Yeah. Why would I... I'm making a point by pretending I didn't know where an area code was. What would that do?
Apparently it's Elgin, Algonquin, Lake in the Hills.
You forgot where you came from.
Hungry Grove.
What?
I don't know.
Whatever, man. I mean, just what?
Buffalo Grove, I guess.
Okay. I wasn't aware. I guess we haven't received many texts from there that we have paid attention to before. Yeah, you're not representing the suburbs anymore. Because ever since you moved to the city.
Let me get you a 224 t-shirt.
What?
So you can wear it here on the show.
Seriously.
We get you all kinds of area code t-shirts. You just switch them in and out.
I'm just trying too hard. Yeah, I'm rocking 815 every once in a while.
Be like LeBron jerseys. You just kind of rotate them in and out, all that kind of thing. Since you're just a hired gun and go to whatever area code is hiring you most.
We have questions for Cubs skipper Joe Maddon. It feels like Monday, but it's Tuesday. And noon is approaching, and that means Maddon will make his regular appearance on the Bernstein and McKnight show straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. You got the score.
Listen to 670 The Score anytime, anywhere. Download the radio.com app. And
the Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
RSM is committed to helping growing companies thrive. As the leading provider of audit, tax, and consulting services for the middle market, we guide our clients through business challenges with tailored insights and high-quality service. Our team, which spans more than 120 countries, will prepare you to make more confident decisions so your business can reach higher goals. Experience the power of being understood. Learn more at rsmus.com.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back.
This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The new McNeil and Parkin Show.
Afternoons 1 to 6.
Theo Epstein.
And honestly, I think as a team, growth is the word that comes to mind with our entire team so far. And I know a number of our players have alluded to this, and Joe's alluded to this. There are a lot of really good things going on with this team, and Javi embodies that growth as much as anybody.
So I obviously would have a few guesses there as we're joined by Theo Epstein, but what else can you share with the audience about where you're seeing growth?
All over the place, but you know, if you want to look at just our team offensive approach, you know, obviously we changed hitting coaches this winter in furtherance of our attempt to really address some of our issues with lack of contact and lack of situational hitting and lack of adjustments.
Mac is back, joining Danny Parkins on Your Ride Home 1 to 6 only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.